Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County at Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 30th day of August, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 71 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it feels like, you know, fall just creeping on in there. Ain't nothing I can do about it. I don't know if I'd want summer back, because we got smoke creep back in here today, too, and it's, yeah, it is what it is, I suppose. Let's see what we're going to start with here today. Even President Trump is aware of the civil unrest that is brewing, and he just warned that violence is coming if Republicans lose in November. And we're going to get into that when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. I don't know if you people have noticed it, but I've been doing this for quite a while, and there are lulls that go in the news. I mean, they'll run a news cycle. I mean, it's a propaganda machine. It serves a purpose. But there'll be, like, lulls where it's just this, like, almost a deadness to the whole thing, everything. I mean, I'm just searching for anything to talk about. Sometimes, it, you know, it's just, I got piles that left here at the end of the week that I never got to get to. But it always seems that when there's these lulls in the news that they're preparing for a big false flag. And I mean, this has been a long one, and it's been a very noticeable one. So, I mean, I don't know if we're getting ready to go over there to Syria and start the campaign for our King Netanyahu over there, or exactly what the deal is. But there has been just this weird lull in the news. I mean, we know this is a country of 300, well, counting the foreigners that are here, probably about 420 billion, million people, I mean. But at any rate, you know, even President Trump is aware of civil unrest that is brewing. And I'm going to start out with this story, but I was listening to the Intel report this morning. And it's something that I'm going to answer to, because I heard it, you know, I hear something out there. It's the public square. And I got as much right to speak out there as anybody else does. Now, they were talking about, you know, burying this piece of shit, McStain, this treasonous dog. I mean, God, if there is a hell, the devil, he's moving out of his main quarters to, you know, like the guest quarters or something, because McStain's coming home. That's how evil that son of a bitch was and is still. I mean, his essence is still evil. But they were talking about senators. And Mark was talking about the fact that, I can't remember what year it was, but, I wish I could, would have written it down, but it used to be in this country, the senators were elected by the state legislatures and sent to Washington, D.C. in that way. And they could be recalled and even prosecuted and jailed by the state. And he was talking about this is one of the things that are going to have to return to make this thing right. He indicated that he'd read the Anti-Federalist Papers. But the Senate was put in place for one goddamn reason. That is so that the Masonic Dirty Church cabal could have a tight rule from the bottom to the top. Sure, they'd come from the state legislators, then bought and paid for by the farming, ranching, mining industry, and forest industry, logging. So these guys were always, I mean, this was their power, boys. I mean, it ain't been that long ago that one of the big wigs down here, that's Gerald Wendt, his son sits on the Federal Reserve Board up there in Portland. The old guy died, so this guy, he's running the whole empire, and now it's international. But he bragged about it when he went down and went and bought his, I can't think of the guy's name, but they had him with his arm around, and he went down and I bought and paid for this. And this is how it's operated since the beginning. Well, I mean, you think of it, three branches of government, only that you got the Congress, who's supposed to represent the people. And then the Congress is split, and then you have the Senate, which I think is like 86 or something senators as compared to however many are delegated to the people. But it was made clear back in the day when this was all happening, this was going to be the aristocracy, the ruling classes check on everything. Everything was going to be all right with them, or they're 86. I mean, that Senate could block anything. I mean, it just wasn't going to happen. And then, and this goes right back with what I'm talking about, them wanting to return to a time of Reagan. You know, a time when the local yokels, the local industry, that'd be farming, ranching, logging, the industries, these powerhouses that had been here since the beginning through the Masonic Lodge and through the churches. When they held total control over everything. You could work for them, you see. You'd work for them, and then today they paid a pretty good wage out here, especially things like logging and what might have you. But then that money got sent to Washington, D.C., and their senators were there to make sure that their share came back to them. By the time they got what they were forced you to pay, well, the money you paid didn't go for things for you. It came back, and, it's like the building of the roads here where I live. I mean, this is was the largest stand of old growth ponderosa pine. I mean, it's a high dollar tree in the entire Northwest, maybe in the whole country. And we paid, as far as the roads were concerned, it operated the entire time that they were logging all this. It operated in the red. It means we paid more for the roads than we got to build the roads. And the rest went back to the son of a bitches through, we're going to build you schools. And so it went right into the hands of the communists to run their indoctrination centers for their plebes, for their slaves. They've always looked at us that way. There shouldn't have been no goddamn Senate. There shouldn't have been no rich man's aristocratic goddamn, that's what they got. See, I was going to look this up. I fell asleep. I was working pretty early this morning. I was going to look all this up and see just how many senators. It's like in the 80s or something, and there's hundreds of congressmen. This is supposed to be the representation of the people. But it was said back then, and they knew it back then. Now we're going to have that Senate there to make sure that this ruling class, they have as much control. This small little batch of people that have taken every fucking thing from every one of us has the same power in the Congress that the whole rest of the people had, and that was wrong in the first place. And that's one of those things that ain't gonna go, Mark. That shit ain't gonna be. I mean, when we take this bitch back, there ain't gonna be a Senate. There ain't not gonna be a ruling class. There's not gonna be no special people. It's all gonna be equal. Just wanted to get that out there. And like I said, he said he'd read the Anti-Federalist Papers. Maybe he missed that part. But here we have even President Trump is aware of civil unrest that is brewing, and he just wanted that warned that violence is coming if Republicans lose in November. You see, they're trying everything, like I said, get 16-year-olds to vote, pumping the goddamn foreigners. Oh, yeah, we should be able to let anybody from any country come here and vote because we need consent for the American people. That's what that vote is. When you're bringing these foreigners in, so we should let somebody from Honduras give the consent to cut our goddamn throats. Now, this is completely out of hand. This stops one freaking way, and I think we all know what it is. And there's no organization out there that's going to fix this, that's working on fixing this. Everybody's looking out for themselves, so that's what you better be doing yourself. You better be having your family, the ones you can trust. Only the people you can trust. And you better be making contingency plans. You'll run into other people when it happens. If I will, you'll find out who can be trusted and who cannot be trusted. But, I mean, this is what, to take the mightiest nation to ever exist on this planet, man, it took quite a plan, and it took a lot of years to put it in place, a lot of indoctrination. And like I said, you know, from just when I was a young man, the generation, you know, what your reputation, you cared about your reputation because it was everything to you. It was your livelihood. It was, you know, people hired you, or, I mean, you could work or, you know, do business with people on your reputation. Now it's how good a screwer are you? I mean, they brag about it, man, screwing people. Boy, screwed that guy. Screwed. I mean, it is so disgusting. We're clear down into the pits of hell. But the bottom line, what I read out of when some of you have already read this, I'm sure, but when I read into this is I can see the desperation, and I'm seeing such a thing as, you know, what we're going to talk about it as we go along, I guess, here. Anyway, this is from American Dream. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We are going to see violence in the streets of our major cities following the midterm elections in November? Question mark. President Trump seems to believe that this is a very real possibility, and he shared his thoughts on this with a group of top evangelical leaders on Monday night. Previously, those that have warned that a civil war is coming to America have been heavily criticized, but that's what they want to, a civil war. Not an uprising of the people, not a retaking of this country by the people that the people have never had in reality. A civil war to wipe out the population to put the people back under control is coming to America. And have heavily criticized, but perhaps people will start taking this more seriously now that President Trump is saying, and the guy who wrote this is a piece of shit, by the way. I want to throw that in there. I worked with Alex Jones and what might have you. Start taking this seriously now that President Trump is saying it. Of course, we have already seen dozens of attacks on Trump supporters all over the nation, but the mainstream media largely ignores those because it does not fit the narrative that they are pushing. We talked yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, the week kind of flashes by here anymore, about what was going on in South Africa. The fact that there's genocide going on over there. You're not hearing a word about it. It's like this lull in the news that I'm talking about. They're building to something here, people. Mark my words. Their narratives are pushing. The mainstream media wants to make Trump and his supporters look as bad as possible. Oh, yeah, that's it, because it's the mainstream media, it's the communists, but they're all shit through the same hole. At the top, there's one guy. There's one group of guys, and there's one guy at the top, and then there's one group of guys, and it's all just divide, rip people apart, kill, 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 kill. Because the goddamn population is about control. It's about controlling the people, the resources, to make sure that I'm a king and you're a peasant. It's always been that way. Until the people realize it for themselves, I mean, come to make it the most important thing in their lives of knowing who they are and what they are, and that other son of a bitch over there ain't no better than you are. This is the way it's going to be. We've seen dozens of attacks on Trump supporters all over the nation. Oh, boy, man, you ain't kidding. But who's Trump? Trump supporters. Trump's a goddamn international communist, isn't he? Or am I missing something here? So the Trump supporters are actually supporters of international communism who are being attacked by, well, international communism to play some kind of freaking game here to put us into two camps. so that we'll kill each other so that the international communists can take over. That's just the truth of it all. But the mainstream media ignores this because it doesn't fit their narrative. The mainstream media wants to make Trump and his supporters look as bad as possible. And so, and I must be a mainstream media here because, I'm telling you, Trump and his supporters couldn't look no worse. He's got his head so far up Netanyahu's ass that you don't know whose tongue's coming out of Netanyahu's mouth when he opens it, okay? And we know this. We know he has committed treason in signing legislation against our second article with zero authority to do it. He signed on to these emergency acts that are in direct violation of our ninth article. He has completely dismissed our people's Bill of Rights, or else he can't read, because he said, we'll take the guns and then we'll talk about the due process. You don't understand what the goddamn words mean. I mean, at that point, I said it. I mean, you either have to be retarded and you don't understand what the words due process means. That means you have to do something before you can have something else. I mean, that's what the whole idea is. And we talked about it yesterday. You know, this is the agenda. And that's what the Bill of Rights really is. It is the due process guarantees of in the common law that allow us to own property, that allow us to own ourselves, to own our own beings, to own our own minds, to exercise our own wills. But, I mean, here it is, Trump's attacks on Trump supporters all over the nation, but the mainstream media just ignore it. Let's see here. The mainstream media wants to make Trump supporters look as bad as possible. Yeah, that's what it is, man. We're getting two sides. It's them and us. What's up? Pick a side, guys. And so they do not like to report anything that may cause the public to view them in a positive light. Report something to make me view him in a positive light. He is a lying son of a bitch. What did he run on, people? What did he run on in the first place? Why did people come out in the hordes? How did they pull that off? Because they're going to take every illegal out of this country. I mean, I can't think of nothing else that would have drawn the people out to go for this another four fucking years. But we're going to, every one of them is going to go. I'm sitting here, you know, I know it's a freaking lie. I'm here telling you it's a lie. But I'm sitting here thinking, God, man, if they just, that one thing, if it happened, I know it's not going to happen because that's not the agenda. That's never been the agenda. But, I mean, just the people, I understand the people who weren't deep, you know, following the guys, people's just following the news and stuff, and they can see the world around them falling apart, and they know why. They see where their shit's going, okay? So they stepped in, and that's what made this all happen. And then to come back, day one, Dak is gone. I'm signing on. Remember the lies that we're told? It's like we're supposed to. Well, we are supposed to. We'd have for so long, I guess it's just expected, supposed to forget the last lies and just grasp on to the next lies. And that's going to make everything okay. And we got to get out there. Here we go again, people. Wants to make Trump and his supporters look as bad as possible. And so do not like to report anything that may cause the public to view them in a positive light. But everyone can see that anger and hatred are rising to unprecedented levels in this country. And I talk to people every day, and anger and hate is rising in this country every day. But the Antifa thing, what a fucking joke. There is that communist element that's going to be a part of this. We're going to join one communist element or the other to kill each other. But I mean, as far as the way they throw this Antifa, pathetic. I mean, with my open hand, I slap a whole room full of them, clear it on their asses, and they'll be laying there in their own piss crying. But Antifa, anti-fascist is because it stands for it, and it's supposed to be this thing, but the only people they can get to go for it are these goddamn retards coming out of the sociology classes in the goddamn communist run. We finance communist colleges and shit. But these are such pieces of shit. To take them seriously. Dude, 20 of them would come at you. I'm sure they got like little things to throw at you and shit like that. But I'll tell you what, man, one fucking man. I mean, that whole big old bad bunch they showed up there in Portland, one fucking man step out with a fucking 12-gauge shotgun and birdshot in him. And I tell you, every one of them would be disappeared in about 3 fucking seconds. The real communists on and they're all in it together, because this wouldn't be going on if Trump didn't want to go on. He's a fucking dictator. He's working under emergency war powers. He could do any goddamn thing he wanted to. The real bad guys were the ones standing behind those shields. And then you got the goddamn fools over here on the other side. I'm a Trumper. Well, sir, Trump is an international communist. He's proved it time and time again. He has made signing statements thinking he can remove attack your second article. He has signed communist legislation to attack your second article. It cannot be denied. He sucks ass over there. I mean, he is over there. He said that Israel first. He has flaunted his lies in your face. Well, I'm a Trump supporter. Going to make America great again because he give big tax break. And this tax break bullshit, fucking. You guys buy any gas lately? I mean, just the average person. Yeah, there's a lot of hate built up out here. But it's the hate of the goddamn lies from both sides that thinking that they're going to force us into something here. You are going to force us into something, but you're not going to like the way this comes out. Because we're not going back to the Reagan days. We're not going back to the Masonic Dirty Church Cabal rule that ruled this country from the time of the signing of that shit piece of Constitution, like I said, that put the senators, gave the elite, I mean, there was a goddamn rule, right when you're sitting there declaring equality and equal justice and justice for all, and put your hand over your heart and make sure you kneel, I spit on your goddamn flag, and I will not kneel. I will not put my hand on my heart because it's a fucking lie. But at the same time that all of this is going on, they have to have the consent. We come on here and we tell you people, we tell you the truth. It's not to piss anybody off. We're trying to save our people. Our people are the American nationals that own this goddamn country that are being slaughtered by the police state. You think you worry about somebody like Kim Bundy's, that's where you see when the militia starts stepping in and all this shit, somebody is a multimillionaire. We worry about multimillionaires, but we don't give a shit about the people across this country living in goddamn tent cities, little kids and shit. It's their goddamn country too. They've had more stolen than can ever be stolen from a goddamn Bundy. I'll tell you that right now. And they are the people that are going to get them. They are the people that have that. That's where this hatred and this want for vengeance is coming from. But anyway, we'll go back to this. And hatred are rising to unprecedented levels in this country. And the mainstream media and key politicians on the left, because it's that left-right thing, people. There is no left. There cannot be. There is no right. Now, come on. There's got to be some brilliant person out there. This is something that Mark Kornke will never argue with me. He would never argue it with me. Because he can't win the argument because it is just goddamn logic. There is no right. There is no left. There is no Republicans. There are no Democrats. No conservatives. No progressives. None of this shit. There is just either the law or there is not. And the problem here is there is not the law. We are lawless. We are being run by a criminal cabal that can do anything they want. Arbitrarily persecute anybody. Use the total power that belongs to the people of this country to persecute any one of us. I mean, to destroy us, to kill us. Hell, they, under the National Defense Authorization Act, to come and murder you in your home. But that's not what it is. I mean, this is what they're trying to, this is the sell. This is how desperate it is. And I think that it's got to the point that it's so desperate that Trump, that people have found him out so quickly. Because of people like us, they have found him out so quickly that if he becomes of too little use to them, boy, that's what I'm talking about, this false flag thing I'm feeling here. Because Syria has to go. Lebanon has to go. Sorry, Jordan. You might think you have a deal. You got to go. Iran, you got to go. And Turkey, I think you got it figured out by now. You got to go. Because the Middle East is going to be the new center of power for this country as it spreads out across, its tentacles clear around the world, and we're all just, we get around to that goddamn Georgia Guidestones and get to culling these herds down so we can get to some manageable numbers. With each mainstream media and key politicians on the left are adding more fuel to the fire. You think I'm on the fucking left? You think there's a left or right to me, or you think that I fucking believe in the law, the real law, the law of the Bill of Rights, the law of the common law, guaranteed to me and my people? This has nothing to do with their bullshit. And this is the scariest part of it, is that you will not fall for this bullshit. That's coming up to these midterms, and you're going to see it turned up, man. And even the people it's come to the point to where they are not us, and we are not they. And we figured that out, and man, they're trying to, goddamn, man, we can't even get a little bit of goddamn movement from the monster in the middle, the people. We can't pull them this way, and we just got this little edge things, and we can't get this shit going. They're getting desperate. Oh, on Monday, somewhere around 100 top evangelical leaders gathered at an intimate dinner with Trump. And this dinner made headlines all over the nation. Now, evangelical leaders, you're talking about the good old Judeo-Christian hordes in this country, the ones that they go out because the preacher man at the, you know, that 501c3 preacher that, you know, does it with poodles. Yeah, tell them we got to come out and vote. We got to save our religion. Our religion's in goddamn jeopardy here. Tell you what, this is something that all of you people know. You already know it. That religion could never be safer than under that first article. And it was the violation of that first article by not only the government, but by the churches themselves. That opened the door to the Pandora's box that we're experiencing right now today. We're going to jump right back into it when we get back from the bottom of the hour break.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
La 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 la
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1235. Anyway, back to the story. Dubbed a state dinner for evangelical leaders. That means a state dinner that all the people are paying for in this. Well, let's look at the first article of our Bill of Rights. It says, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Now, these evangelicals, who are they the leader of? They're the leader of the Judeo-Christians. Who believe that you and I are, you know, we're beneath these fucking Jews, that anything that we can, the lives of our children, the blood of our children, our wealth, everything, we should hand that over to, oh, willing, because they're God's chosen people. We were just God's second choice, okay? And these son of a bitches believe it, but here they are. State dinner of evangelical leaders. The event was held specifically in the honor of evangelical leadership. Senior government people. Why are they, and why are they, because, you know, it was important. It was, we're back to the Reagan years, you know, when they were all out there, God, the Bibles and what might happen. You know, we talked the other day about, biblical law being the common law. It is the common law in your church, or it can be the common law in your house. But for this country, the common law is this Bill of Rights. It has the maximums, the procedures. It's how you have the right to have that church and to have that house, to own any kind of property. But here we have it, right? Evangelical leadership. This is, call it what it is, man. Judeo-Christian leadership. You sons of bitches are going to pay for the treason you have committed against the rest of us. Because that anger is out there. But it's not a stupid anger where I'm going to, you know, God, them damn goofy ass Antifa, these freaks on the streets, or are these other son of a bitches following the international communist Donald Trump? Make America great again by making it a better country, making it more like Russia. Russia, that's what we want to be like, Russia. The dinner was attended by dozens of evangelical pastors, evangelicists, and activists who have been involved in informally advising the administration. Church, state, church. That's what the people came to this country to get away from. But they know this is their own. I mean, they played that. I mean, when, you know, they tried playing the goddamn illegal alien, you know, the invasion card. It just wouldn't play no more because you'd already played it out. You gave 6 months on dock and now you got court decisions. Everything is business as usual as they pour across our goddamn southern border. And just walk right in here and just start, you're handing it to them. You're pumping them into our communities so they can be pumped into the jails so that you can build your communist cells inside of the prisons. We know what's going on. But there is a whole lot of us. Informally advising the administration, including well-known figures like Franklin Graham, James Dobson, and Greg Lurie. Should any one of these three individuals have more say in this government than you as an individual? See, this is the collectives. That's why that 501c3 joinder was so important. There had to be a way to trump, pun intended, to trump the authority of the individual. I've said it 100 times. If there's 1,000 people standing, I don't care who they are. We're all Americans. No one of them has any more right or say in anything here than I do. And all of them together don't. They can't. The Bill of Rights will not allow it. That's what the Bill of Rights assures. It assures that no group will ever get together and form and put a king on the throne and make the rest of us goddamn plebes and slaves. And that's what it was there for. I mean, you people know it. During his remarks at the dinner, Trump acknowledged that, quote, the level of anger is unbelievable. Yeah, but this is the propaganda machine anger. But they know the real anger. We talked about this during the elections. They have their people on the streets. They know what's out here. They know what's going on out here. They know, well, let's go on a little more. And he warned that there will be violence if Republicans lose in November. Uh-oh, better get out there and vote for peace, to keep the peace. If you don't, them Antifa, them little rag-ass little bastards with their pants hanging around their ankles are going to come. They're going to get you. They're going to get you. That's not to say that, you know, if they could pull this shit off, that those wouldn't be the little bastards shooting you in the back of the head with handcuffs on you, because they could sure do. They do that. They ain't got no goddamn spines. They're pathetic to actually look at. If Republicans lose in November, the level of hatred, the level of anger is unbelievable. And see, when propaganda is lies mixed with truths, mixed with half lies. And the anger of hatred out here is unbelievable. They can't control it. They can't make the hatred divide us into two camps so that we will kill ourselves. Because the only ones that can take out the American Nationals is the American Nationals. We'd have to do it to ourselves. We're the largest army to ever exist on this planet. I mean, oh, goddamn, what the hell was his name? Blair, Bear, blah, 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 on Fox News. Goddamn it. I see his little nasty face. But he was talking about it. They followed him. He was a hardcore conservative. Goddamn it, what's his name? It doesn't matter. Well, he was talking, he said, well, he goes, they're prepared to kill 20 million Americans to put in this new world order. Well, we got 40 million. And we're not going to stop killing until we wipe your ass out, you son of a bitch. He said, part of it is because of some of the things I've done. Now, listen to this. This is Trump talking. Part of it is because some of the things I have done for you and for me. And for my family, that is for the filthy rich, the goddamn internationalists, and his family. What the hell? You think people are mad for what you've done for your family? What are you doing in there? What the fuck are you serving the people or something here? But I've done them, he says. This November 6th election is very much a referendum on not only me, it's a referendum on your religion. Oh, see, they can't play the goddamn, nobody is going to buy that goddamn, we're going to deport them all again. We're going to stop this invasion into your country bullshit. And it just won't sell. It's too omnipresent. You look out your fucking window, you can see it's all a fucking lie. Everything is business as usual. They're pumping them in here. The story we covered yesterday of the AT&T employees. I mean, outsourcing your jobs. It's never been worse. It's getting worse every day, and all these jobs being created are $10 an hour jobs. That's slave fodder. That's all. Yeah, there's going to be everybody, you know, everybody in the United States can have a job tomorrow if you work for nothing. When you own the goddamn country and you watch a Chinaman sit here and build a castle on your goddamn real estate, and you can go kowtow at his feet for your bowl of rice and your fish head. It's a referendum on free speech and the First Amendment. Yeah, these are the same fucking people 2 weeks ago. They think we have the memory span of a head of cabbage. Listen, 2 weeks ago. I'm saying Trump should be able to shut down any media organization he wants. See, they're playing both sides against the middle. The middle is us. They're trying to get us to kill each other, and we're not going for it, and it's falling fucking apart on them. And it is going to get dangerous. It's going to get more dangerous, but you don't go, I mean, if you can get training, I mean, there's the videos are on 100 sites. I mean, training videos of how to conduct yourself in the field with weapons and how to maneuver and, you know, how to use communications. It's all there. But just look at, I mean, your clans, your families, I swear to you people, you go past that, you're going to get fucked. Somebody's going to stick a knife right in your back, I promise you. Referendum on your religion. It's a referendum on your religion. See, make sure that every Judeo-Christian is out there. They're going to be at them goddamn polls. But see, that wasn't enough to put Trump in. What put Trump in was the lie of that he was going to deport all these bastards out of here and we're going to have our country back. That's what the only thing that put him in. Everybody knows it. He knows it. And it's a lie they can't use again. It's done gone too far. He's went too far along the line of showing who he really is. I want all these people here because I'm an internationalist. And we want slave labor right here on top of where all the resources are. That's how we make the maximum buck. And that's what it's all about, is how to make the maximum. They can never get enough. I was talking with somebody the other day. It might have been Mark Schumacher. Talking about, you know, what it would take to spend. I mean, these people, billions of dollars. One guy's getting billions of dollars a year. What would it take? I mean, starting off, you know, spending $1 million a day. If you just had, 365 days, you got to spend $1 million a day. What the fuck would you spend it on? I mean, the first few days, I mean, when you go, oh, goddamn, okay, I'm going to get a yacht. I better get a big son of a bitch because I got to spend $1 million today. It would be a job. But these son of a bitches, they have mountains and mountains of gold wealth, tons of wealth. And those same people that sitting on top of those mountains of gold, they want the goddamn pennies out of your pocket. They want control over it. They want to be like gods. They want to be able to, I mean, I guess that's the ultimate aphrodisiac for after you go past the pedophilia. You know, they've done did that. They have their little islands and stuff where they go and they booger little children and do the most shit, snuff films, everything. The ultimate aphrodisiac is, you know, you've watched the old movies and, you know, the old kings and, you know, they were pleading before the king. Oh, yes, and that one there, sitting up there, stinking old piece of shit, looking down. He didn't pay his taxes. Oh, I only had two rabbits. That's all I could get. My family's starving. Well, cut his head off right there. I mean, goddamn chopping block right there. This is the kind of fucking power these sickos want. This is the kind of power they've had in the past. This is the kind of power their forefathers had. Over your forefathers, and this is kind of what they want over your children and grandchildren, the power of life and death. If they see something they want, it's just, we've talked, you know, I've laid out the example before. And looking down on the plantation there, ooh, that little 12-year-old, she's developing quite nicely. Why don't you bring her up to the big house tonight? She's going to be up at the big house tonight. And I mean, and we talked about the poor ass son of a bitch, the slave that was a slave that knew he was a slave. Those people, we're as enslaved as they are, whether you realize it or not. But to think about the man who, you know, he's raised his child, and his child, you know, as a little girl, and she's finally developing, she's becoming a woman, barely becoming a woman. And here's this old fat, greasy son of a bitch up on the porch. Bring her up to the big house tonight. I want to have some fun with her. And what would be considered under our Bill of Rights and any civic thing called a civilization is a gross act of rape and debauchery. But it was quite common back then. And that's what they want. They want back what they lost during that so-called Revolutionary War, that uprising they couldn't stop, that the only way they could get these people in this wilderness under control to where they didn't kill them too was to give them the lie that it's your country. Oh, you're free. Oh, yes, you're very, please put the gun down. Yes, I know we're the same people that were the king's men in the colonies that were oppressing you, and we were the same ones, you know, plucking your children out and boogering them up at the big house. But we understand. We're all one people. It's us. We, us, us, we. It's a free country for everybody. They're the same fucking people. And they're wanting it back. And they're not getting what they want. Because that hatred out there, it is out there. Like I said, I talk to a lot of people. So do you. And you got to know it. You got to know that the hatred is that what has been done to our country. And what is wrong with our country? I'm going to say it again. So in case anybody out there needs to hear it that hasn't heard it yet. The Bill of Rights has been removed. That they have declared a ruling oligarchy, a monarchy, and they have told you that you have no rights. You're just like old Jim down there. I might have to sell off half your family there, Jim. I made a bad business deal over here in Jamaica. So I have to sell off half your family, and you go. They want to own people, and I've told you what I think of that. I mean, it goes right along with pedophilia, faggism, any of this sickness in the brain. But still, you have the other layer of it here. Because you have to have two sides. And this is actually going to be, this is all communism. And what are you going to call the other side? When Donald Trump is an international communist, by definition, I mean, goddammit, by the definition of the language, the actions he's taken, what he has done, he is an international communist, he's an international gangster. What else are you going to call it? So what the international communists are going to have it out with the international communists in America, and the American people are going to join one side of the international communists or the other side of the international communists, and we're going to go and we're going to just murder each other down to the point to where they can turn those little freaks like Antifa, these little spineless nothing worms, and then they're going to get your guns away from you, and then you can start going in front of them, and they start pulling your teeth out and put you in a goddamn a locker for days at a time and interrogate you. And I mean, I've read books about this shit, what they did over there in Russia. And you'll even write out that confession. You'll go, God, just goddamn put me out of my fucking misery, would you please? Now we're going to pull a few more teeth. You ain't got your confession quite right. What do you want me to say? Yeah, you'll figure it out sooner or later. Just keep writing down. Just write down more names, more people that were involved. I don't know no more names. Well, I'll have to pull a few more teeth. You'll think of some. And then when they get bored with the torture, then they'll finally take you down there. Strip your clothes off you because the clothes are worth something. You're not. Put you up against that wand, just like in the Czechos, and bam, right in the back of your frickin' head. And they're all in on it. This is the plan for them, not for us. The level of anger is unbelievable, he said. Part of it is because of some of the things I've done for you and me. He's talking to them, to the evangelicals, and because because he's a very religious man. I'm sure his hands, when you look at them, we talked about it yesterday, them's God's hands. You're looking at God's hands at work, aren't they? Isn't that what you're seeing there, people? But I've done them. This is November 6th election is very important. If the GOP loses, he said, they will overturn everything that we've done, and they'll do it quickly and violently. And violently, it says twice, I didn't fuck up there. There's violence. When you look at Antifa and you look at some of these groups, these are violent people. They're rag pieces of shit that the real men of this country could wipe out in half a second. I mean, it is pathetic. If you see the... I'm here where, I don't know where the other places where this Antifa, Antifa is supposed to be, but I've seen what this is, man. This is, I mean, I'd be ashamed if I let them even raise any kind of fear in me whatsoever. It isn't them I fear. I understand who my enemy is. Now that's some guys who stand behind them shields with the black masks on their face and billy clubs and guns that are backing this fucking play. But that is to push this like this is some kind of a power unit when it ain't. Because like I said, Trump, he is a dictator by all intents and purposes. And then you've got to create another side. The anti-Antifas. And then these people, they come out and then you got to have that Bible. That's why I said, like up in Portland, I'm sure what happened there was some, I told you guys what was going to happen. These little punks got out in the goddamn street and started disturbing me until the folks couldn't walk up and down the street. And some of the good old boys from the burbs come into town and beat the fuck out of them. But of course, as soon as that happened, just like in New York when Occupy, when it first started, Angel in New York, she sent, but she was one of the first fucking people there. It was in the Fed. And Ron Paul signs is what this all started with. And as soon as they seen an upright, but it was Obama and it was New York. So it's the next thing you know, here they come rushing in you're not looking at that no more. They're showing these little tiny groups of these fucking socialist communists. And this is hijacking. That is all they have ever done. They have not fought any wars to take anything from anybody. They have just hijack people. That's what communists do. I've talked
Henry,
about.
Remember back in.
Good, sorry.
Remember back in 08, during the big banking, fiasco and all like that, and they said that if the banks weren't bailed out, there'd be civil war in the streets. Remember that?
Uh huh. Oh yeah. It's always the threat of civil.
That's what I hear Trump saying. If you don't vote for Republicans, you're going to be civil war.
Well, no, there's not going to be a civil war, Mr. Trump. What there's going to be is a goddamn house cleaning. Anybody foolish enough to step in behind your international communist ass, because I'm going to tell you a little secret. 75% out here will fucking slaughter the communists out of this country. I don't care if you're wearing a Trump hat that says Make America Great Again. You're a fucking communist. If you're following a fucking communist, that you're a communist. And we will wipe the communists out of this country. But then you got the fringe elements, the people that are trying, it's all actually right now, people making deals and stuff. How is this all going to come out? Who's going to get the power? Since I've been doing this, I've been saying it, you have two factions that are vying to be the lackeys of the big guys I want to be the top lackey. I want to be the oppressor of the American people. I want to be the one that takes them out to the ditch and puts that bullet in the head. We can do a better job of it because it's all about contracting, don't you know? But here we are. Here we are today. I mean, this is just as predictable as the sun coming up in the morning. If you know anything about history, if you read anything about communism, you know that this is exactly what you got here. Is you got Trotsky and Stalin. Make your choice. You're going to go for Trotsky or Stalin because you're going to get goddamn communism. That's been decided. And they get out there and you just shoot and kill each other, man. And like I said, these little worm son of a bitches, of course the people are being oppressed. They are causing the oppression, and they do it together. It's just like this McStain that they're putting in the ground. I wouldn't waste a gallon of gas to pour on the son of a bitch to burn his body. I would throw it out in the goddamn desert and make the coyotes sick when they eat the rancid son of a bitch. But did you know that there's a lot of the Democrats there today and a lot of Republicans? Because what we can't be, the people of this country can't get, seem to get through their fucking head. There is a us and them. And them that wants to rule you, and us that they want to be slaves, and they all shit through the same hole. Right? I mean, you guys, it might seem a little hard for you to grasp, but that one freak over there, that one of the agitators, because you got to have agitators. I mean, these goddamn Antifa, like I said, they're pathetic. But you got to have agitators. You got to have somebody actually out there to throw something at somebody or to do something, that would take something above a worm to do. And he might be wearing, he might be over there with that Antifa and a kerchief over his face doing, and next week in another city, he'll have the Trump hat on. Make America great again. And this is as old as this country. This is what Trotsky was doing just before the Russian Revolution. He was here in the goddamn United States doing this very same shit. And the bottom line here is the people, of course the people are pissed off. That's capitalism. You either got to choose capitalism or communism. No, we don't. Both are illegal in this country. Both are an act of treason in this country. We have a free enterprise system. And it was written right in the goddamn contract to the son of a bitches that we're supposed to be working to. You will provide us with debt-free, coined, gold and silver money so that there can be no fucking stealing. It all has to be honest goddamn exchange. But here we are today. Like I said the other day, when they took the gold. I mean, this should have been done a whole long time ago. When they took the goal, I mean, when Lincoln declared martial law. Somebody should have took out and said, I mean, on both sides, I mean, they're going to try and get me to fight you there, cousin Jim. Come here a minute. Me and you better sit down and talk a minute. Now let's look at this son of a bitch here. Now what's going on here? Now that Lincoln fella, he just declared martial law because the writs were being filed by actual Americans into what was supposed to be the Supreme Court to advise that government of what their powers were and were not. He's been arresting those people. He has declared martial law. Now, we got to look at something here. I want you to sit here and read it with me, cuz. It's called the Ninth Article to the People's to our Bill of Rights. This belongs to us, not to them. This was how we kept ourselves safe from them. And that Ninth Article says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, that is, authorities, shall not be construed to deny or discourage others retained by the people. There could never be any authority by the government to declare martial law. They just fucking, he didn't have the authority. He just did it. By then, the goddamn internationals had come in here and they were already looting the goddamn country. And, but then again, they wanted the looting they wanted. It's always been to remove the right, the fact that the goddamn American national, I don't care if he's from the north or he's from the south or he's from the east or the west, stood on a par because of what we did back in the 1700s. I mean, through that uprising that was hijacked, what we did, we told the kings, we told those mighty ones, the ones, and they were put there by God, by the way, or they wouldn't have been there. We told kings, fuck you. I'll come over there and bitch slap. You think you can whoop me? Because we're standing on equal ground. There isn't no armies in between us. It is our, I'm an equal with you. I am equal with you. The crown heads of Europe. You know what kind of a shit that was for them to swallow? They never did swallow it because they had already started the duplicity to remove your Bill of Rights and to put you back to where you belong as a serf, as a peasant, as a peon, as a coolie, as a servant to them, to where, like I said, the king, that same son of a bitch over there, you would go over there and you'd whoop his ass in 15 seconds flat. You'd leave him in a puddle of blood, man to man. But with this artificial, this phony fucking shit, and it was created through the goddamn churches. And this, because it was ordained by God. Because he's ordained by, it was just like the Prima Nocta they talk about on Braveheart. Because I'm going to bless this wedding because I'm the noble. And this is the way God wants it. How can you go against God? God wants me to screw your wife on the first night of your wedding. This is the sick shit. And you can see it through the pedophilia. They're trying to make a pedophilia. Oh, it's just a lifestyle. Remember they tried that a couple years ago? Didn't fly too good either, did it? The people around this country have not forgotten any of this. And there is goddamn pissed offness. They can't, they're not, the people who came out to vote for Trump, it goes on in this article. I'm sorry, I'm running over the top. But it goes on to tell how, you know, the elections, they're not coming out for him. No matter how they're trying to lie to you and put it in the mainstream propaganda machine, they're not coming out. They came out for one reason, to get these son of a, the invaders out of their country so that they could have their goddamn livelihood back. That's why they came out, and they know they've been lied to. And they're not going to come out. And anybody that does come out and give consent for any further consent to this is a goddamn traitor, and they will hang. You will hang by your fucking neck, man, and you will watch yourself hang because we will staple your goddamn eyelids to your forehead. And we will talk to you before you go down that chute, you son of a bitch, you treasonous bastards. Go give some more fucking consent for this shit. Because Antifa, you've given consent for it, whether you're too retarded to realize it or not. All of this shit that's going on, the removal of our Bill of Rights, you have consented to, you worthless piece of shit. We've reached the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Like I say, the way this news thing is going is just, it's weird. I mean, I've seen a lot of lulls in it in the years I've been doing this. And I gotta believe it's gonna be something like the Middle East, cause they're way behind. I gotta believe Netanyahu said, I want those countries taken now. I want them taken. I want it all taken. I want it off of Israel now. I want it done now. Trump, yes. Get your head on my ass so you can hear what I'm saying. And that is The Word from the Trenches.